SITC fam, if you like what you're hearing, don't forget to rate us 5 stars on any podcast platform. Leave us a review wherever you can. And don't forget to subscribe to LL Giselle on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and find us on Facebook at Sonographers in the Cities.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sonographers in the Cities. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Giselle.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And before we get started, I also like to thank our sponsor, 88 Coffee Company, for sponsoring this episode. In our previous episode, they are selling delicious, authentic Vietnamese coffee. If you tried Vietnamese coffee before or haven't, please check it out. It is my go-to coffee since they launched. And I like to say that it's the coffee that I like to drink it black because it tastes so good black. So check it out using our code SITC20 for 20% off.
Thank you so much for sponsoring our episode.
We love it.
Yay. So welcome, guys, to another episode. Today, we've got a chillax and vibe for you. So if you're on your way to work or clinicals or school or home, hello and welcome to another episode. We're going to talk about just chilling and what Lynn has been up to and other things you can do that are fun as a sonographer or ultrasound technologist or even student, I'm sure. Because I went to a conference back in March in Florida and there were students there. Lynn just came back from a conference. Lynn, you want to tell them about it?
We went to a conference in Seattle that was sponsored by Intellios, which is ARDMS parent company. It is for, I can't go into details, but it is for reviewing the topics on the registry exams. And this one is specifically for Registered Diagnostic Cardiac Sonographer, or RDCS, the registry exams. And they do it 5 to 7 years. So it happened to be this year.
Wow.
And that's what I was doing in Seattle.
That's really cool.
It's really awesome.
I saw your post. Looked a lot of fun. The hotel looked amazing.
Oh my goodness. I love that hotel. If you go to Seattle, Hotel 1000, highly, highly recommend.
I've never been there. Was that your first time there?
It was my first time there. Mm-hmm. And I love that hotel. I did not want to leave because I miss it already. And everyone loved the hotel. Highly recommended. And the experience was so amazing. Like, everything was paid for. It's like going on a work trip, but then not really work because it's not a company that I work for. It's just a volunteer experience. And this experience is a volunteer. Like, they choose you because you chose to be a volunteer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've gotten emails from ARDMS asking if you want to volunteer mm-hmm. and stuff. Like, if you click yes, these are the events that you go to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If they pick you, because there's only, like, in a panel for an exam, there's mm-hmm. only 10 of us. So they handpick you from different regions, experiences, demographics, just so that they can have a wide variety of, they call us experts in the field to mm-hmm. get that grasp of that, how everyone is practicing, so mm-hmm. that they can have a more updated exam for future sonographers.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So if you guys are interested in those kinds of things, like being involved, volunteering, and joining different groups and communities, definitely look into that. I didn't know you could do that. I've seen the emails about volunteering, and I've been wanting to do it, but I haven't had the time to. So it's really cool that you were able to be part of that. Did they consider that a conference, like a little conference? Or is it because
they call it practice meeting analysis. Meeting practice analysis, something analysis.
Yeah.
Crisis media
So
analysis.
it's a bit different because like some conferences are like ones that you have to pay for to go to, and then some that your work will pay for you to go, or some that you get sponsored by the company to go, which this is more of like, you know, they picked
The
you
latter,
and they paid for you to go, but not everyone can go to it. So that's pretty cool though, that you had that experience. Were you able to get CMEs for that experience?
I didn't because I have my 3 years until I have to take CMEs. But with the actual stuff that we do, besides reviewing the content outlines of the exam, we also write the exam questions. So, however many exam questions you do, you get CME, right? Because that is you learning, using your knowledge and all that stuff.
That's really cool. I am on my last year of getting CMEs, and the conference that I had just went to in March, which was from AIUM, they had different like symposiums and meetings where you could get CMEs from. And so that helped me reach my 30 CMEs. Because if you guys don't know, every 3 years you're supposed to get 30 CMEs or continuing medical education. They're basically like points or credits that you are getting for, you know, doing something, going to a conference, passing a test, and you have to get 30 of them every 3 years. And most conferences you'll be able to get CMEs for. ARDMS does a lot of CME stuff too, and there's other ways you could get CMEs, but I find conferences are really cool to go to and see what the ultrasound world is kind of doing, evolving, growing. You can meet other people in the field. I'm sure you met a lot of people.
Yes, I met a lot of people around the country, hearing their different lifestyle, what they do at work, how they practice. It's very interesting. They also take at least one person from Canada.
That's cool.
That's really awesome.
Lots of
And
networking involved.
yes, networking. I was really nervous because I didn't know anyone. I didn't know how I was selected to this because to be because I didn't click that volunteer box. That's another interesting story. And so I got there the first night. It was happy hour meet and greet. I walked there and I saw the food, so that's where I went. And then I sat at a table by myself because I'm like, this is so awkward. I'm like the most awkward person you will ever know. I'm very introverted, and I going to Seattle, a paid trip, I've never been. Of course I'm gonna go. It's just gonna work up my nerves to talk to people. And I sat there, and the person who called me, started talking to me, and that's where I started to get out my shell a little, talk to other sonographers. So that was cool. And I had open bar like every night. So very generous.
That's cool. How many days was it?
It was 2 days. So it was a Thursday I flew in, and then that Thursday night was a meet and greet. And then the next day was like 9 to 5, meetings after meetings after meetings, with breaks and lunch, of like intensive discussions and all that stuff. It was mentally exhausting, but very informative because you get to talk about, your specialty in a different view rather than, like you and me talking about it or talking about it at work or talking about it to patients. It's a different perspective. So that was pretty cool. And then it was 2 days. So the first day was all intensive, second day is same thing. And then that day, either some of us fly out that day or some of us fly out the next day. But yeah,
Yeah, that sounds
I
so much
can't go
fun.
into details what we do, but I'm just saying that we review the content outlines of the exams and try to, update the exam questions
That's
just to
cool.
keep it updated.
Yeah, nice little inside look.
Yeah. So there's a
And
lot of process that goes through these exams that we take.
yeah, little do we know, we just think that they're just like pulled out of a bank or something.
Yeah, a very, very extensive bank.
But that's fun. Yeah, I feel like
Yeah.
conferences are a lot of fun, or just doing these ultrasound outings or events are fun. Recently, I don't know if you guys saw, but SDMS had their conference and it was on the East Coast. And I saw that Christy DMS went to that. Shout out to Christy. But that looks like a lot of fun. And it's just a place to really meet, connect, learn more about ultrasound, and broaden your mind about ultrasound. There's so many different vendors. You can meet CEO of companies. You can meet other companies like machine companies, GE, Philips, Mindray, and then talk to their managers. Maybe see if you can get a job or something. Just
That's how you do it.
that's how
Connections.
you do it. You got to meet people and just kind of get out of your shell. But I'm glad that you had a lot of fun. And hopefully we'll all be able to go to more conferences and events together in the future.
I would love that. I would
Yeah.
love it if we could go to one together.
Yeah, somebody come sponsor us so we could go. Someone hook it up. 'Cause some of them are pretty expensive. You gotta like
Second
fly.
sponsor.
Yeah. You gotta fly there. You gotta pay for food,
Yeah.
transportation. But it's worth it at the end of the day. Like, I made so many
It is.
connections, and I got to meet Natalie and Mary Beth from the really popular Instagrams, TikToks, and YouTubes that y'all know, Sona Eyes Ultrasound and Natalie Avni. So it's really cool to meet other people in the field and just connect and relate to each other, because we all go through this together, just in different places in the world.
Oh, you know what was really cool for me? Like, a lot of the people I met are very seasoned senior sonographers, and I was like very outlier because
Yes.
I'm the baby, and I'm like, am I even qualified to be here? I have like imposter syndrome everywhere I go now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I know what I'm talking about? Like,
That's
they're all
crazy.
talking and stuff, and I just sat there and just listened, observed on the information and the what do we they call them? The people who run the discussions and stuff. And they're like, Lynn, what is your input as a new grad and who recently took the exam? Because a lot of them, they're like,
Ah.
we don't even remember what the exam was all about. Like, we don't
Yeah.
remember how it is. And I was like, and I was able to provide them feedback from my personal experience about what questions I took, how was it, and how it could be for other new grads like myself.
Yeah.
And they really took that to heart. And they're like, well, if we put this in and it's not being taught, but these applicants, candidates are getting these questions, and of course they're gonna fail.
Right.
So what I also took from it is that these people who write your questions, which is now me too, they don't want you to fail. They want you to pass.
Yeah.
It's just they want to match what was on the outline. The questions that they ask is what's on the outline and what's being taught. So if it's not being taught in the program, then they need, the feedback to be able to relate it to the programs, the curriculums, that this is on the exams or vice versa. If it's not being taught, then they remove it from the exams. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the biggest discussion. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow, who knew that that's what was going on behind the scenes? But thank you so much for your insight. And maybe one of you guys one day will get to do that. Because obviously, Lynn has only been doing this for a year and she gets to do that. I haven't even done that. And that's pretty cool. But
I know.
also, it depends if you're interested in that kind of stuff. And just know there's more out there than just doing ultrasound at your job. There's so much more in this world. So thank you very much for
Ultrasound related.
thank you for sharing. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Thank you so much for listening and having fun with us, because we always have fun when we're together talking about ultrasound. We will see you next time. Don't forget to drink your coffee.
And rate us 5 stars. Bye.
Thank you for connecting through sounds with us. We appreciate you and can't wait to connect with you again next time.